The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
This hour is brought to you by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Save on dental implants today.
The views and opinions of Layla Rahimi and Marshall Harris should not be taken too seriously, especially when they give advice. Do not take Marshall's analogies literally, especially when it comes to Russell Dorsey. The sports thoughts of Rahimi and Harris may change at any time. Remember, it's just sports. Okay, thanks. Bye. Bye. Bye.
Rahimi and Harris. 10 to 2 on 670.
Talk a little Cubs because they finish up the month of June 500. They finished at 13-13.
If that's going to be their version of a June swoon, it's fine. Here's why it's fine.
June swoon usually means a good thing. Like, I need you to clarify that more.
Here we go, Jim. This is going to be a big one.
Here we go, Tony.
When I think of June swoon, I think of a bad thing.
Swoon, if you swoon over somebody, that means, like, you, like what they've done. It's like, oh, I swoon over this decision that was made.
June swoon is an old Wall Street adage referring to a potential dip or lull in the stock market during the month of June. It's been described in baseball terms for as long as I've been following baseball as a dip.
Words are awesome. I love words.
I don't cover teams good enough to have June swoons. That's part of the problem.
Loud noises!
When I cover teams that lose 100 losses in a row, 3 seasons in a row, like I did with the Astros, or I grew up a Texas Rangers fan, or I covered a 90-loss Phillies team, or I did White Sox pre- and post-game where we were in the trust the prospects era, do any of those teams sound like I would come across that phrase?
I mean, I'm lost for words.
Layla Rahimi. Marshall Harris, Rahimi and Harris, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Oh, I love it when we get to wake up with a woman yelling because some of you are already upset.
I'm just waiting for the July jump and we are off to a good start, right?
I think we can be.
Yeah.
It is July 2nd, after all.
Yeah.
On Rahimi and Harris on The Score. They tell me it's a Wednesday. We are coming to you live from the Hyundai studios here at The Score, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. Our producers are Ray Diaz, Robbie Triano, Brandon Fryer helping out. You just heard Marshall Harris's voice. You can watch us on Twitch, twitch.tv/Chicago670TheScore. You can call us or text us. We'll take some calls today because there was a lot of Cubs news that happened yesterday. We would like to talk about it with you. That number is 312-644-6767. I would also like to talk about with you the fact that the Cubs had, other than some base running issues, a very solid game yesterday against Cleveland.
Other than some base running
other
issues.
Other than a couple snafus.
A couple or three? A trio. How can we get all three outs on the base paths? But you know what? That happened. That's fine because For one, Matthew Boyd was on the mound. He said, don't worry about it, guys. I got you.
So this is a popular phrase. The phrase Toopland. Have you heard of that?
Toopland?
Toopland. T-O-O-T-B-L-A-N. It's even in the MLB.com glossary. Toopland is the acronym that stands for thrown out on the bases like a nincompoop.
Wow.
Essentially, the Toopland describes any force out a player makes on the bases, including outs made while attempting to take an extra base, outs on would-be sacrifice flies, pickoffs, double offs, fielder's choice outs with an open base, batter and runner interference, and getting hit by a batted ball. Coined by Cubs blogger Tony Jewell in 2008, the Toopland was invented to measure the impact poor base running has on a player's on-base percentage and offensive value. Jewell invented Toopland as part of what he called the Ryan Theriault adjusted on-base percentage, which was created to examine Theriault's true value to the 2008 Cubs. The RTA OBP was an equation that subtracted caught stealings and Toopland's from Theriault's actual OBP, which was 387 in 2008. And I thought it was really cool that it was in the MLB.com glossary, because I was like, what we have here is a Toopland situation. And there it was.
Did anyone say that on the broadcast, either radio or TV last night? I missed it.
I don't know, because I thought it in my head broadcast.
Okay, so yesterday we learned about June Swoon for the public. Today it's Toopland.
No, I learned about June Swoon because I cover bad baseball teams.
Yeah, but like I did not know about Toopland, so I appreciate you bringing that to my attention and also having a perfect illustration of what Toopland looks like for an entire team in one inning.
We get to giggle about Toopland today and not be mad about it because the Cubs have won their 50th game. 5-2 over the Guardians, and you can laugh and have some fun with it when other people did their jobs. But I would like to button this up by also giving you a stat in true baseball fashion. According to Elias, that was the first inning since 8:30 is an August 30th, 1991, in which a team got three outs despite every batter reaching safely.
Did you say 1891?
1991.
Oh, 1991. Okay.
It was a palindrome year.
Okay. I got it. Same as the front.
Because the runner was thrown out of home plate as he tried to score on a wild pitch. Carson Kelly. And then two runners got picked off first base all in the same inning. And they scored three runs. What if they hadn't had those things happen? Would they have scored, say, a million runs? Because that's how it felt watching that inning.
Anytime you get six straight base runners on to start an inning, you're thinking crooked numbers, you're thinking batting around. None of those things happened yesterday.
This was the second inning last night. I did think to myself, oh no, is this going to come back and bite them?
Yeah, for a while, right? Because it was at that point a three-run inning, and especially after Matthew Boyd gave up two runs in the top of the fourth, you're thinking, man, what happened in the second inning could really come back. But luckily for the Cubs, they were playing the Guardians, who do not score a lot of runs. Remember, coming into this game, they had been shut out in three of their previous four games, and with Matthew Boyd on the mound, he was in cruise control after that inning where he gave up the runs.
It also stands to be said because, for example, when Carlos Santana rips that solid hit to the left field corner, I'm going, Carlos Santana still got it. He's been on the Guardians for 1.5 million years, and yet they were still threatening. A legitimate one, but you're right. We can laugh about all of this because the Cubs won 5-2, and Matthew Boyd just continues to do his damn job. 7 innings, 5 hits, only 2 earned runs, a single walk, 5 strikeouts, and he's able to help shut the door because we had a good old-fashioned 7 innings from your starting pitcher. Brad Keller comes in with the hold, shuts him down with 1 inning, and then Daniel Palencia just throws absolute fireballs to shut the door.
I would like to take this time to make an apology. I was wrong. I was mistaken. If you remember when the Cubs needed a new reliever to close down ball games, said, I like Keller over Palencia. I really do. And I really do like Keller. I'm not apologizing for liking Keller, but I perhaps was not as familiar as I needed to be with the potential that has now become the game of Daniel Palencia. 10 pitches, 8 for strikes, 1 at bat in which it was, what? Good morning, good evening, good night. Gas, straight flames.
When there's a sound effect that you make to yourself when you're watching him pitch, that's how you know it's good. I was like, oh, he's he has been everything they have needed him to be in that ninth inning. He forces the fly out to Kyle Tucker, Carlos Santana, and then strikes out Lane Thomas and Nolan Jones and just shuts the door. And that three-pitch outing to Lane Thomas, 101.1, 101.5, 101.9. Just give him the 102 at that point. Come on.
They gave him the 102 on the broadcast. It's fine.
Give
we
me
round
a little
up.
More. I know, but I love MLB StatCast. And you know, unfortunately, I've got a lot of baseball savant stats that I threw at you guys last night. But this is not the time or the place for that today. And then he ends the game on that really nice 90-mile-an-hour slider. Like, that was just an outstanding performance pitching-wise all around. Two earned runs to Cleveland, who I still respect. Yeah, I'm good with it.
When you look at the ERAs of the pitchers who pitched last night, the 2.65 now for an 8-3 Matt Boyd, the 1.86 for Brad Keller, and the 1.80 for Daniel Palencia, you realize that the Cubs have one of the best bullpens in all of baseball. And it's been phenomenal to watch what happens when they don't get stuck in what I call the middle, which is the fourth inning through the sixth inning where you have relievers in instead of your starting pitcher. That's when problems occur for most teams. And the Cubs able to avoid that. Here's why that's important, Layla. It's the day after an off day, a much needed off day, right? But it's also an outing in which you saw the Cubs say, we're going to get seven innings from our starter. And now Craig Counsell set up beautifully for the rest of this series.
You breathe easier because not only did your starting pitcher set the tone for this game, but he set the tone for having an easier time for the next 2 days. And that's important. It's something that we've talked about all season. We discussed, I believe, in April and May, how, you know, it wasn't just the Sunday struggle. It was the fact that that was the third game of the series, and they perhaps had run out of sufficient pitching. But that hasn't been the case as of late, and this is a good reason why. Anytime a starting pitcher can set the tone like this, not only should we give him some credit, we should absolutely hear from him as well. Because Matt Boyd, as a texter appropriately put, 847, remains the father who stepped up. There's no better way to put it than that. So let's listen to Matt Boyd himself, starting with how he feels about where this year stands in his career.
When I first got hurt in 2021, I remember I knew my best was still ahead of me. And it was like, okay, like, this is what I'm going to do when the ball is in my hand. Unfortunately, there was, you know, quite some time before I was healthy, right? And I knew, like, health is, you know, kind of got in the way of that. But I'm grateful, you know, to be healthy, grateful to be out there, and my mind's just solely focused on competing. And I'm grateful that I get to do that in a Cubs uniform, right? And so, yeah, it took a little time, but, you know, it was one of those things that you're like, okay, just when the opportunity will, you know, present itself, I'll be ready.
He sounds so nice about it, right? He's like, oh, I'm Matthew Boyd. I'm really nice. I'm this nice person. I've got all this gratitude. Boom, strikeout next.
Talking about Matthew Boyd here on Raheemy and Harrison, it is clearly Matthew Boyd Appreciation Day. 17 starts he's now made. He's given up more than three runs exactly one time. And the one time he did, he gave up four runs. Also, he leads the National League in wins with eight. And I know wins are a stat that people don't necessarily love, but they do show that you have been in the game for at least five innings. I could say that about that. And he's only one off his career high. His career high in over a decade pitching in Major League Baseball. He is one win away from his career high in wins.
I think it can be used to understand a pitching staff. When you compare his wins with the rest of the starters, then it's valid, right? Like, it tells you a little bit more about his body of work, right? It's not something that you hang your hat on to measure him by. But when you can see, compared to the rest of his teammates, what that means, I'll raise you another discussion here. He's in some really nice company when it comes to quality starts and sub-3 ERA. He leads the Cubs with 12 quality starts a season. Logan Webb is your leader in baseball with 14. He's got a 2.61 ERA. The guy they saw on Sunday, Framber Valdez, with the Astros, 13, 272. The next dude, Zach Wheeler, who had, what, an 0.57 ERA last month? 13 quality starts, 2.27 ERA. Next is Max Fried at 13. Then you've got Matthew Boyd at 12. tied with Paul Skeens, Hunter Brown, and Brian Wu. So if that doesn't give you an indication of what he is doing for his group right now, I think we've got a lot of stats that show you why we are appreciating him today.
Yeah, 12 quality starts in 17 outings is a high, high mark. And it's a one way to keep the Cubs in ball games. And with their offense, even though it has been up and down at times in the month of June, but the standard Cubs offense, if you can give them a quality start, you're good. Now 28-5 when they get a quality start from their starting pitcher are the Cubs.
Well, that's it. And you know, we talk a lot about openers, and we are going to talk a little bit in our Sandy Alcantara discussion that is coming up later on our show about whether or not the Cubs need to even go after a starter when you consider what other teams are doing in the playoffs. Our Sandy segment is at 1 o'clock. But when it comes to just appreciating what your starting pitching is doing right now and how they help you breathe easier, that's a big, big deal. Daniel Palencia, though, I think I'm pretty sure took some people's breath away. I appreciate those two bookends, as you said in the pre-show meeting, Marshall, doing what they did to make everything else fun. Like, we get to laugh about, hey, remember that time Matt Shaw got picked off at first? Whew, Carson Kelly, what was happening there? You get to enjoy it a little bit more.
No, we'd be having a completely different conversation if the Cubs had found a way to lose that game and not tacked on the insurance runs. Shout out to Seiya Suzuki as he makes his all-star push. I want to remind people that phase two voting ends at the top of the hour. Like, phase two voting into the top of that.
And guys, I got to tell you, some other teams are doing some stuff that the Cubs are not. Like, the Dodgers are out here bribing people. We'll get into that a little bit later on our show.
So if you haven't voted, you only get to vote one time a day during phase two voting. But you might want to go up, hit the website, MLB.com, the At-Bat app, however you go and get your MLB voting done.
Apparently,
go get that
they just
done.
Call it the MLB app now, but I still also call it the At-Bat app because that's when I download
it.
No,
there's, I think there's two different apps. I think
no,
you can do
they've,
it.
No, they've combined them.
Oh, they combined them. Okay. Because I have the At-Bat app
Mega
on my
app.
Phone.
Mine changed to MLB a long time ago.
Oh, okay. I have the MLB.
I refused to get the MLB app, and I wanted just the At-Bat app. But MLB's like, nah, here's
that,
some code.
That is news to me. I will say this. Right now, neither Pete Crow Armstrong nor Kyle Tucker, as of last tabulation, are in first place in the National League outfield vote. But they are in second and third. So if you can hold that, you've got two Cubs starters. Carson Kelly, unfortunately, even though he has been better, I don't think he's going to catch Will Smith because the Dodgers.
Also, I appreciate the voters actually respecting his numbers and saying, yes, these numbers were good enough to have the all-star discussion, because they frankly were. Like, that was one of those times where the numbers properly indicated the popularity. I also want to hear from somebody who I incredibly respect in the game when it comes to Matt Boyd. And that is Cleveland Guardians broadcaster Tom Hamilton, who I just think does a fabulous job. Boyd came over, as we know, from Cleveland. We know he's pitched for Detroit. So Tom Hamilton has seen a lot of this guy. And here's what he had to say to our afternoon show yesterday about him.
Well, you don't want to give Matthew Boyd a 3-0 lead. He hasn't lost a game at Wrigley this year. Cleveland wanted to keep Matthew Boyd. He wanted to stay in Cleveland. But Cubs wrote a bigger check. You can't blame him. At age 34, he loved his time in Cleveland, but financial security. David Fry takes a strike, and again, it's pretty doggone reasonable contract. 2 years, $29 million total.
That was the broadcast on WTAM 1100 in Cleveland, but it's rare to get that kind of praise out of a guy who's no longer on the team. Tom does a great job, but that kind of tells you how he felt about him.
That's why he's getting the Ford C. Frick Award later on this summer, going to the Hall of Fame in Cooperstown. So that's why, because he understands baseball and he can compliment one player that used to pitch for the team he broadcast for, while also keeping things in perspective with the whole big market, not quite as big market thing with Cleveland versus Chicago.
551 says Matthew Boyd is the godfather of Cubs pitching right now. Thank you, Matthew. Everybody with the responsible dad references. I love it.
Do we have a nickname for Daniel Palencia yet? Because as a bookend, he's that guy. So if you guys
Gasolina,
have
Gasolina, right? Like, it, didn't I mean the Daddy Yankee song Gasolina is his song.
Are we calling him
classic,
Gasolina?
A reggaeton classic, is it not? Ray, I look at you because I feel like that song came out in what, like 2006?
Let me get it hit like 05, I think. Let me look up the actual year, but I think it was like 05.
So we're just going with Gasolina as the nickname though?
I mean, he's throwing that Gasolina. That's
Tommy
for sure. 2004.
Yeah. Man.
That's only 21 years ago. It wasn't that. It wasn't that far back.
That was my first. I think that was probably the first reggaeton song I heard.
That was the big breakthrough hit.
Or was the Boricua Borera? It was just the one where everybody got the shout out. You know which one I'm talking about. It's like around that time.
Yeah, that's the one with Noriega.
Yes.
That was another one that was like a big breakthrough hit.
You found Nori? He's in the Philippines? What? Now that I've given that reference, it's probably time to take a break. Let's talk a little bit more about Daniel Palencia because the man deserves some flowers here. And then we'll shift gears and talk about something that we discussed on our show that took off yesterday.
I think
it's the latest. It's actually time for the latest for real chapter of the Kyle Tucker extension discussion.
We call it six or a half a dozen. That's the way we're looking at it. In the hundreds, of course. Hundreds of millions, that is.
I don't even know what that number is.
We're about to find out.
We are indeed. Let's have more on Raheemy and Harris on the Score. More Cubs talk. And also, you can call us, 312-644-6767. We're going to take calls a little bit later in the hour. So if you have time to wait, you got a thought in your mind, hang out with us. This is The Score.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, Rahimi and Harris. Middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
I love it. This will wake you up. It's just a classic. Like, this is on my cardio playlist.
312-644-6767. Keep the names coming. Let's go, Layla. What they got
go.
For Daniel Palencia as the Cubs celebrate a big series opening win against the Guardians, in which Palencia threw 10 pitches and said, "Watch this. Catch me if you can." All of the things.
It was an Usher watch this type of moment, wasn't
watch
it?
Watch this.
630 says Palencia Lina. Not bad. 224 says El Fuego. Fair. 847 says, how about calling Palencia Fire and Ice? I like all of these names.
I like 309 the best.
Yes?
Gasolencia.
Ooh.
They're all a little bit too long, but...
No, but they're clever.
But Gasolencia has that wit to it. You know what I'm saying?
They're fun.
They're punny.
They are. They're punny and fun. And then 847, just keeping up with our Matthew Boyd theme. Matthew Boyd taught me how to change a tire and the importance of checking my car's fluid levels.
He really is the father that stepped up.
Matthew Boyd taught me how to tie a tie.
Full Windsor. Not a half Windsor. A full Windsor.
Daddy needs a sleep.
Matthew Boyd taught us about the importance of knowing that if you take your date to a restaurant, you better know how to pay for everything on the menu.
What about Senior Fumo? That's from 847.
I like them all. Also, like, I didn't know we got accents in our words on the text line, and there's a tilde over the end. So I feel like this is a good development. We also get the baseball emoji. Other than that, it's really hard to see, like, what pictures are on the text line. I like all of this.
I like this entire movement, but most of all, I like that this fan base is seemingly happy on day one of a big week in which you started the week with a very small lead in the National League Central, and now you've grown it a little bit, day by day, right?
By day, amen. You're up to 2.5 games, but regardless, Daniel Palencia deserves not only the appreciation for what he's doing, but the progress. Like, Pitching Ninja had him featured last night. I always feel like that's a big compliment, too. No better person, maybe, though, to ask about his progress than Craig Counsell. Let's hear what he had to say about his, dare I say it, closer.
It's confidence as much as anything. I think he just turned the corner. I mean, we've talked about this in spring training. I thought he had, you know, his just kind of, it's the first time we talked, it was clear that he had turned the corner here. In young players, one of the things you're looking for is, like, can I assess what happened last year? Like, can I self-assess? And can I do it well? And can I do it fairly, you know? And I thought he, you know, as well as I've seen in a long, just understood what happened last year to him. And then you make the necessary adjustments. And a lot for Daniel was, you know, it was just a mental kind of, and it was, you know, through the confidence issue, and then trust in kind of what he's great at. And I think we've seen that as well.
Don't you like it when people work hard and then they get to have the fruits of their labor show and then they get to improve on it and your boss is happy with you?
I like development, right? I like the fact that if you take a look at where Daniel Palencia has come from in his earlier time spent in the major leagues and the improvement that he's made after a couple of stints in 2023 and 2024, here he is having made 28 appearances. 23 of them have been scoreless. His whip is under one. Oof. His strikeouts per nine, 10.5. I feel like he's gotten to a place of comfort. And if you look back just at the game yesterday, right, that Lane Thomas at bat was it for me. And here's why. It's the second guy he faced after he gets Carlos Santana to fly out to Kyle Tucker. Mm-hmm. It's the fact that he did not go off speed. He said, strike one, strike two, strike three. And the result was Thomas said, I'm going to swing at the first one. I'm going to watch the second one go by. I guess it's 0-2. I might as well try to hit the third one. And the result was the same.
No. Like slow motion, the bat just kind of drifts. I agree with that. It was just a signature way to shut a batter down and also show you that if your fastball is really quality, if it's not too straight, if the batter doesn't get used to it, which they will, even now at 101, 101 and a half, 102, they will. You are working with your best stuff and you don't care. And even the next at bat where he ends the game with that swinging slider inside, that slider was well out of the zone. But that's what you can do when you set up your fastball so well. Palencia's numbers so far, 30 innings, a .180 ERA. Marshall mentioned the whip. The fielding independent percentage also incredibly valid at 2.72. 35 strikeouts to only 10 walks. He's my closer. That's how I feel about it.
Well, yeah. You were the one calling for him to close. I was the one saying, I like Keller in that role a little bit more.
It was really simple for me, though, the formula. I was like, what's he throwing? All right, let's work.
So can we call him, like, I think he's the closer for the rest of this year, but can we say he is the future of the Cubs, like, closing for, like, for multiple years? Because I think he has the stuff.
You know what's really funny is we kind of said the same thing about Porter Hodge last year. You know, this was the same type of discussion. And we thought Porter Hodge had earned that spot. He had worked his way into it. Outside of all of this is Ryan Pressly, who I think is doing a good job being a teammate in all of this. You're not hearing any sort of complaints. You're not hearing any discussion. You're not seeing any body language that concerns you when he gets on the mound at whatever juncture in the game it is. You know, this is working because a lot of people are allowing it to as well.
Yeah, I think the biggest thing for me is understanding that Craig Counsell has full control over who his bullpen guys are in what roles, and it's highly defined, but we've also seen him mix it up. And the beautiful part is Palencia may be, by definition, the closer, but if he has the middle of a lineup coming up in the eighth inning, we know, because we've seen it happen, that Craig Counsell will go to Palencia and say, I'll have you handle the meat of the order and get someone else on the back end.
Very good point. 815, Matthew Boyd is the guy who said he had to run to the store to get cigarettes and actually came back and brought snacks home.
Oh, wow. Wow.
These are so good. Somebody said he taught him how to shave. 5'6"3. Matthew Boyd has to remind me to close the door because the AC is running. You guys are getting me today. This hour on The Score is brought to you by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Save on dental implants today. We have to close our Daniel Palencia discussion on Raheem and Harris and open up what happened yesterday. I actually want to start with a caller. Is that a wild thing to do?
No, bring me the caller.
Okay, let's start with our caller, who makes a good point, I think, in a comparison about the extension discussion with Kyle Tucker. Is it Kevin? Is that who we have as our caller? Kevin, you're on The Score.
Hey, Layla. Hey, Marshall. How you guys doing?
What's up?
Hello.
Hey, so, you know, the place that the Cubs are at right now reminds me a lot of where the Blackhawks were in, like, 2011, 2012, when they re-signed Patrick Sharp. It was coming up time to re-sign the rest of the core, Kane, Taves, and all that. And I remember thinking that they were overpaying at the time and mortgaging the future. I was worried about that. I remember sitting there at the United Center before a game, and my dad said to me, Kevin, enjoy it while it lasts because you don't know when it's going to happen again. And the team that the Cubs have on the field this season, I mean, at the beginning of the season, they had the best lineup offensively in the majors for a long time. The run differential is insane. And the bullpen is finally coming around. And, you know, the backside of the bullpen with the high leverage situation is a lockdown. So, you know, to take a page out of the Cubs book from their 2018 marketing campaign with I'm In, mm-hmm. Let's have Jed push the chips in, sign Tucker, and, you know, extend this team, you know, maybe not for 14 years like they were talking about with Guerrero at the $600 million. But if it takes a lot of money to keep Tucker around and to, you know, maybe give up prospects, not Owen Casey, but even Horton or somebody like that to get the arms you need at the top of the rotation to make a playoff push, I think now's the time to do it because tomorrow is not promised. Tucker could be a Yankee or a Dodger or who knows what next year. So take advantage of this while we've got it.
Kevin, thank you for the call. Thank you for the motivational speech. And also, I think setting up our next topic. It's fun when you can have a caller do that. And thanks for the history regarding Patrick Sharp as well. I think it's a little different because the NHL salary cap is so prohibitive. But that even makes the discussion even more, I think, a good illustration because of how concerning at the time the Sharp discussion was. This is Raheem and Harris on 670 The Score. And let's, Marshall, bring up our conversation with former Major League general manager who you covered in Cincinnati and who's now with The Athletic and CBS Sports, Jim Bowden, who has been saying since at least February it was going to take over $600 million to sign Kyle Tucker.
And he has not shifted.
He said it again, didn't he? Let's listen.
I've said this before, I'll stand by it. He's going to get a six in front of his number. He's going to get $600 million. Yeah, I mean, Guerrero got $500 and Tucker's a better player. Great defender, great arm, and they're just few and far between when you're in your 20s like he is. He's going to age well. You can feel comfortable giving him a 10 or 12-year contract, and he's a complete player. There's nothing he can't do. You guys are witnessing it.
Okay, so on its face, sounds dangerous, right? When you're talking about, let's be honest, $500 million sounds dangerous, and then you're going to take it another $100 million up? $600 million?
To the Cubs, $300 million sounds dangerous.
To the Cubs, $200 million sounds unprecedented because it would be.
Right.
So I think some context is needed here because when we talk about the Vladimir Guerrero deal, as he brought up, mm-hmm. it's $500 million. It's not like it's $500 million over, I don't know, 10 years. It's $500 million over 14 years. That basically takes him through, what, his age 40 season? So I think that's a little bit different than when you say $600 million because, one, Vladimir Guerrero Jr. is younger than one Kyle Tucker. I think that's a start right there. And so you try to understand how long does this need to play out. To me, the AAV, the annual average value, that is what the important number is here. I don't know if you heard Bruce Levine a couple of weeks ago talking about maybe it's 5 years for $250 million because that's a five-year window, and now you're paying him $50 million a year. I wonder how the Juan Soto deal is going to affect this, if anything. But I remember yesterday, Bowden, when he talked to us, said it was the worst deal ever, the Juan Soto deal.
Yes, and I understand why he's going to say that. And I respect Jim Bowden sharing that with us yesterday. If you missed it, you can go to the Odyssey app. You could check it out under our podcasts on Raheemy and Harris on the Score. So that's a way to find it. It's worth another listen, I think, especially when you had Carter Hawkins on the Score earlier with Mully and Haw, and then you had Jed Hoyer talking before the game yesterday. But he's not throwing that number out there because it's not valid. He's telling you based on the value of what happened with Shohei Ohtani, where that was the exact opposite of what you talk about, Marshall. That was the extended deferred money, and then you have the Juan Soto deal, that it's reasonable to say, given Kyle Tucker's value, and he's showing it as to why the Cubs are even in this discussion right now. He's showing you why they're in first place in the division, why that is a number that is reasonable, even when you know there's a potential work stoppage on the way. This is a story that we're going to talk about until they make a decision, right? This is not like we haven't discussed it before. What's new, though, is the fact that when you're checking in, especially ahead of the trade deadline with a former general manager in baseball, sometimes the valuation does change. We've seen that with other people. Sometimes it gets a little lower, then it gets higher again, or other factors outside of the market, say a CBA, for example, will affect it. But he's been steadfast. He said 615 in February. He's still saying it's north of 600 now, and I appreciate the check-in.
I think the biggest thing for me is understanding what would you be comfortable with as a fan of a team, an observer of baseball, in seeing the Cubs give him, and what will be the actual number you think he will earn on the open market? Because let's be honest, this thing's going to the open market. The Yankees, the Mets, the Giants, all the Phillies, all the big boy spenders are going to be there.
It's not a discussion for today. I am going to have it later. But when you consider the offensive production of this infield for the expectation of a playoff team, it really makes you appreciate what Tucker is doing even more. And that's part of that that sits with me. We've got a break here on Raheemy and Harris on the Score. We're going to have more, though, on this discussion. We'll come back with what Jed Hoyer had to say about it. Our Bruce Levine asked him about it. And then just the fact that Hoyer acknowledged whether or not the Cubs even have enough resource-wise
I like to talk about it.
So let's hear from Jed. Let's extend the discussion a little bit more. I know we got some calls that are on hold too. 312-644-6767. And shout out to our Twitch mob, our friend Hawk, saying, love you, Tucker, but not for 10 years. All of this is a discussion. We continue it next on The Score.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
You're listening to Raheemi and Harris, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
I mean, it's been a pretty easy and smooth transition. They've welcomed me and my family with open arms, so it's been a lot of fun to play in front of that crowd and that fan base and just kind of the city itself with the whole history behind the city and the team. So it's been really fun to be a part of.
That was Kyle Tucker talking about the difference between playing for the Houston Astros, the team the Cubs faced over the weekend, and the Chicago Cubs. This is Raheemi and Harris on 670 The Score. As we continue the latest as far as the check-ins regarding a potential extension for Kyle Tucker, which I definitely think is going to be just a flat-out free agent deal of some kind.
Yeah, I mean, you can't get him in season to an extension, so this thing's going to the open market. And I think the biggest thing that the Cubs can do right now is put a winning team around him and show him how committed they are to winning. He's experienced that before, obviously, in Houston. But I think one of the things he's going to be looking at, in addition to bottom-line dollar signs, is can I be with an organization that is committed to spending and winning? And it starts with him.
Kyle Tucker also, his foundation, had a really nice post yesterday. We actually got asked about it, but I wanted to make sure we saw it and understood it before we brought it to people's attention today. It was him and his wife just wearing Tucker light blue City Edition jerseys at the ballpark. And his foundation does a lot of really nice and appreciated work when it comes to hospice care, which I think is definitely something that needs more medical dollars, as I feel like almost everything does. But to have that consideration and to have help with that is a really gracious thing to do. And the post said from the foundation, the Kyle Tucker Foundation is excited for its next chapter here in the Windy City. We are ready to make an impact in the community and support the people that make the city great. Check out our website for more information on how you can help give back. It makes sense that he wants to do more in the city. Does that give me any indication as to whether or not he's staying here? I don't know. But to help out Chicago in the same way as Foundation has helped out in Houston, I think that's a great thing.
Be where your feet are. He's in Chicago. Don't know how for how long, but obviously if you're going to be here for a full year's time, that's more than enough time for him to make an impact.
And it's Saturday, July 5th, if you guys are interested. Hospice Heroes, A Day at the Park. They are excited to partner with Cubs Charities to host the 2025 Chicago Hospice Heroes Day at the Park. A special event will honor our heroes, the compassionate caregivers and supporters who make a meaningful difference in the lives of patients and families every day. So that's over the weekend, and that is on July 5th. That is Saturday. So I think an important thing to acknowledge, at least in all of this, but as far as the Cubs side of it, different discussion.
Well, it's a different discussion because we know he's here and now, but we don't know how much longer he's going to be here. And I think that's why Jed Hoyer has to take advantage of the time that he has with Kyle Tucker, because last I checked, Jed Hoyer himself doesn't have an extension. We're talking about a Kyle Tucker extension.
Appreciate that part of it as well, because I still think Jed is in the, hey, see what we're doing here? Do you feel how good that felt like yesterday? You know, did you feel the Daniel Palencia strikeout? Did you see how you felt so happy about this offense producing?
And who's he talking to when he's saying that?
Tom Ricketts. That's could be us, but you're playing. So let's hear Bruce Levine ask Jed Hoyer before the game yesterday about that very number that we discussed with Jim Bowden.
Jim Bowden said today that it's going to take $600 million plus to, he is everyone's assistant, right? So. I know you can't respond to something like that, but it's gonna be sizable for a player of his talent.
Yeah, I don't know how to answer that.
He probably doesn't know how to answer it because technically it wasn't a question; it was like a statement, and then he just—I don't know how to answer that. Is that how you took it?
Yes.
That's how I took it.
I love you, Bruce, for doing that, though, giving us content. I appreciate you, Bruce.
Bruce did give us content, and that content also birthed an important follow-up discussing whether or not they're going to have the resources to support something of that nature.
But I guess what I'm trying to say is, like, I feel like this team has played really well, where, like, obviously this place is full almost every night, and I think that, you know, I think that we'll have the resources to make the moves we need to make at the deadline. Very confident.
All right. So that's good to know.
Listen, the way he said that with the ease, the comfort, sounds like the coffers are open. Sound like, you know, the conversation with Tom Ricketts, it's already been had. So we know that he's got the go-ahead based on the fact that since April 4th, the Chicago Cubs have been in first place in the National League Central. And they are making their way to the front of the line in terms of what's available, how do we get it? And it's going to be a line, though. And if they can make their way to the front of the line and offer the most, I think this is the time where they can really strike. And for all the complaints about the offseason and what they did not get, now they have the prospects and the capital, if you will, on the player side, minor leaguers, to go get stuff.
I'm not entirely confident they do have the prospect capital. I think there's going to be some very expensive deals when we talk about the deadline specifically. If people really think that you're going to get what you want, like you said yesterday, you want two starters, Marshall, when it comes to what this team needs. Two starters.
I may have softened that stance.
It's fine. We revisit thoughts all the time. But when you consider the prospect capital they even gave up to get Kyle Tucker.
I think it's different when it's Kyle Tucker versus the kind of players that we're talking about pitching-wise.
But 1 year of Tucker, you know, and Sandy Alcantara has, what, 3 years of control?
Right.
So that's a monumental discussion when it comes to prospect capital that you're going to have to give up.
It doesn't have to necessarily be Sandy Alcantara, and we'll get into that at 1 o'clock when we, take our binoculars out and, you know, duck around the corner and see what he's up to.
I mean, I just like to call it keeping tabs on people. But because
stalking is a strong word, right?
we're going to continue our stalking segments. You know, we used to do that with the Bears head coaching candidates. We shift it to Cubs possible trade candidates. And we will talk about Sandy Alcantara at 1 o'clock. But I understand Bruce's approach when it came to asking Jed Hoyer that, because maybe he was just trying to get a potential number out there, or Jed's reaction to a potential number. But
But Jed didn't bite.
And, well, he also did react when he said...
And to give some context in the video, too, if you see while he's doing it, Jed immediately starts laughing. Like, immediately starts laughing.
What, other knows. Reporters like laughing
he,
also?
Yes.
He knows, yeah. You could tell at the time, like, that was a... I don't know how to answer that. Yeah, you're going to have to answer at some point.
I don't know
point.
How to answer that.
That. But the whole thing, I think you could tell there was a respectful discussion about how he acknowledged the number was going to make a difference there.
Again, 600, I can't see it, but that doesn't mean it won't exist. It won't happen. Because 600, 28-year-old, 12 years, 600 is what I'm thinking, because you're not paying him past 40, right? Unless you work out the deferment part of this deal.
Here's the issue. That's the thing. But the issue is, who will? Yeah, you're competing against whoever doesn't care. And that's the part of this where I always say, it's not an overpay if you're not bidding against yourself. We talked about it a lot yesterday with NBA free agency. And in this case, there are going to be bidders. So what is the competitive offer going to be? I think part of it is Bowden is also throwing that number out there because you better get used to it. Like, you better get used to that discussion.
Well, until the work stoppage, and that discussion might change.
But there are teams that are not going to care. Look at what the Giants are doing right now. Like, they went out and there's extension talks about their manager as well.
It's funny because when you said they went out, I thought the next words out of your mouth were went out and lost a series to the White Sox. I thought that's what you were going to say.
They did do that. But they traded for Rafael Devers. You know, there are teams that are going to be aggressive. They don't care about a potential work stoppage.
Let's be honest. The Devers thing was a very unique situation.
But the point is, relative to a potential work stoppage, you make the big moves when you want to make them. And there are other teams that show you that they're going to.
The John Middletons of the world exist, the Phillies owner. We know that if he sees somebody not working out, they'll just eat the money and go spend big on the next guy. As I said before, we know the Mets are willing to spend. The Yankees might be waiting on a guy like Kyle Tucker in that ballpark to do something big. The Giants have been like, why doesn't anyone choose us? I guess we'll make trades to get the superstars we need.
And as long as there's one other team who is willing to do the deal, you won't.
Yeah, that's market value.
You have to reassess your deal. We have Mike Florio coming up because the NFL news just doesn't stop. The editor-in-chief of Pro Football Talk is next here on Raheem and Harris on The Score.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.